Hey everybody, we are here at E3, and as you know, we are covering all things PC at this show. We are here in the Alienware booth. We're about to talk to Frank Azor. Frank,
hey.
Thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Frank is the VP and GM for gaming at Dell, and they've made some very, very exciting announcements. One of the things I want to be sure we kind of share before we get into it is Alienware as a gaming PC gaming brand is built great reputation. I think it's very recognizable. May not be as known that Dell's doing a lot of work to build that same muscle, that gaming muscle, into their Inspiron line, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. But there's also some exciting refresh that's gone on in some of the Alienware rigs. So Frank, tell us what you've done with the Alienware 51.
So we've taken the Area 51, which we introduced about 3 years ago, and we've given it a complete makeover on the inside. We've taken the brand new AMD Ryzen Threadripper platform, and we're introducing it on the Area 51 here at the show. This thing is an absolute beast. It's the fastest desktop platform we've ever seen before. 16 cores in a single processor, 32 threads in this thing. It's an absolute monster. 64 PCI Express lanes. This is, the Area 51's always been the epitome of our product line, and this is a massive performance boost for it from what we introduced 3 years ago. Really, really proud of the performance that AMD's been able to deliver here with the Threadripper. We're also updating it on the Intel side for folks that want to go with the Intel platform. So we're introducing their brand new X299 platform with the Area 51, and that'll go up to 8, 10, and 12 core processors. The AMD version will begin shipping at the end of July, and then the Intel version will begin shipping at the end of August.
Now, will we find those certainly on your configurator, but will those be available through any sort of retail channels?
Yeah, absolutely. So you'll see them on Dell.com and Alienware.com. You'll be able to get the products fully customized however you'd like. But if you need something kind of quicker, instant gratification, if you will, you can go to Best Buy, and about 50 Best Buys carry the Area 51 right now. We have a full Alienware store in-store inside 50 Best Buys around the country. And then select retailers like Fry's and others also carry some Area 51 products, and they'll have the Threadripper and the Intel, the new Intel platform in the late summertime frame.
Can you give us like a starting buy-in? Like, how much am I going to start with to get into this kind of a level of performance?
A lot of folks look at this product and they're intimidated by it and they think, oh my God, that must be like a $5,000 desktop because it's just so unique and has so much performance and expandability. But this thing actually starts off at about $1,500 right now. So you can scale it kind of up or down depending on what your needs are and what your budget is. The other thing that's really unique about the Area 51 is that you can upgrade the hell out of it. It's got a 1.5 kilowatt power supply option. You've got three or four PCI Express slots depending what configuration you go with. Fans galore inside this thing. Storage bays, five storage bays in it. So you can start off at that $15,000 or $2,000 configuration today and then have it grow with you over time as your budget and your needs grow.
Right. Well, I mean, one of the things I've always loved about this, I actually have one in my office, is for the person who maybe doesn't have all the technical ability to do DIY, like 100%, this gives them like the best of that configuration world kind of off the shelf. The scalability on this is amazing. If we open this up, I think you'd be impressed at how you guys have managed the space inside.
Yeah, our design principle with all of our desktops is really simple. It's go DIY if you can. Honestly, we're DIY ourselves when we could. We came from the DIY world, and people freak out when I say, why are you pushing people to go DIY? Because the truth is that nobody's going to build a better system than you're going to build it yourself.
Yeah.
But there comes a time in our lives where we want to focus less on the tech, maybe, and more on the game itself.
Right.
You know, time becomes limited, whether it be because of work or school or because you start a family. And the amount of research that has to go into building the right system, having to deal with all those different vendors and parts suppliers and everything, it's a time-consuming process. And even though everything fits because it follows standards, it doesn't necessarily get along. It's kind of like a relationship. So we tell folks, look, when you get to that point in your life, this is the best thing you can get to DIY, except it's turnkey. Everything's been tested and validated for you. And if anything goes wrong, you're going to have our 24-hour support, on-site support as well. And you're going to be covered around the world. So it's that peace of mind and it's that turnkeyness that we offer with Alienware that lets you focus on the game and your gaming, what you really love to do, and not have to worry about the tech, and the tech doesn't get in the way.
It is, like just for folks at home, the configuration that you can go through on Dell.com to go and build this out to your spec, like whatever you want, is one of the best. Now, I'm gonna maybe embarrass you a little bit. I've worked on and off with Frank around on the product side for a long time, and I've always regarded him as one of the brightest minds in gaming. So I tell you that because on the Dell side, as they have expanded their muscle into trying to bring gaming rigs in the Inspiron line, they've given that responsibility to Frank. So Frank, one of the announcements you made at Computex was a desktop in the Inspiron line aimed at gamers. Tell us a little bit more about that.
So Alienware's been, you know, in the gaming business now for 21 years, and Dell acquired us back in 2006, and since then we've always been Dell's premium gaming product line. And that's allowed us to do things like always focus on performance, design, quality, service, and innovation. And we invest pretty much whatever we need to make sure that we lead in those five areas. As a result, the Alienware products are a little bit more expensive sometimes than what people can afford.
Yeah.
So what we've done with the Inspiron gaming product line is we've focused on bringing products that were going to be a little bit more cost-centric to the market. So for folks that maybe can't afford all the bells and whistles that Alienware offers, we now have an Inspiron gaming desktop and an Inspiron gaming notebook, a 15-inch that we introduced earlier this year, that start off at really, really competitive price points. The desktop starts off at $599. The notebook starts at $699. The new desktops also feature AMD Ryzen processors, the R5 and the R7. And they're fully tricked out for gamers. So we didn't make any compromises in their capabilities. They have dual PCI Express slots. So you can put two NVIDIA or AMD graphics cards in there if you'd like. They've got a full 850-watt power supply option in there as well. They even have some lighting. You may not customize the lighting as much as you can on an Alienware, but you get some lighting effects on there as well. So they're high performance, they're upgradable, they're fully backed by our service and warranty. They have gaming service features as well, the same type of gaming service that we offer Alienware customers. But they don't have necessarily all the add-ons features, all the additional software that we give you, the lighting capability, the overclocking headroom, the liquid cooling. All those things are more expensive and they're reserved for the Alienware line right now.
Yeah, we spoke with a guy on your team, Joe, about that. And the thing I'll remind folks, and maybe you should go take a look at that video, is it's a beautiful machine.
Yeah, it really is.
You can tell that it's got a gaming aesthetic, a little bit more subtle, but it's the kind of thing that a gamer can be proud of and probably also use in the office.
Yeah, absolutely. And I want to make a point. We didn't like take an Alienware system and strip it down and put an Inspiron gaming badge. The product was completely designed for the Inspiron gaming customer from the ground up. It's a completely custom product. Every millimeter of that product was thought about for the gamer and designed with the gamer in mind. And that's how what's going into every single one of these products. There's no leverage between the products that we're doing. It's every Alienware product is being designed for the Alienware customer, what matters the most to them, and the Inspiron gaming customer, it's being designed for them as well.
That's awesome. Now, here at the show, you've made another set of announcements, which is peripherals. We're going to walk around, follow us, folks, and Frank's going to take us through some of the device announcements they've made on the peripherals and monitor side.
So for years, customers have been asking us to give them peripherals from Alienware to round out their gaming experience. We haven't done so really since 2009. We offered keyboards, mice, and monitors in between 2009 and about 2012 or 2013, but we've kind of had a gap in time. And what that gap without these peripherals has created is it's just not a cohesive ecosystem for the customer. And you say, well, why does that matter? Well, you're buying into Alienware because you value the design, you value the performance, the quality, all the attributes that we bring into the systems. And if you value that on your PC, why wouldn't you value those attributes on your peripherals? Then there's also the aesthetic piece of it, which is our AlienFX Lighting has the largest library of games supporting it. We have 149 games that we support with AlienFX Lighting. And we've been integrating that API into games for over a decade now. So if you have a combination of, you know, an Alienware system with XYZ company's mouse or keyboard, you're kind of like fighting because your system will be working with these games and it'll be changing colors and interacting with the game, but your mouse and keyboard won't, for example. So some games will work with that mouse and keyboard, some games won't. So it just kind of like violates the entire cohesiveness of the experience. So with the new Alienware mice and keyboards, we bring all of that to you. 149 games are going to work with this, and that games list continues to grow. You can see the list on alienwarearena.com. And we're giving you great performance, great quality, our unique innovative design. It's backed by our service, of course. These were designed from the ground up. These were not rebadges. We didn't put an Alienware logo on existing things out there. We took feedback from 500 gamers between our esports teams that we work with and our customers and fans of ours. And all of those design considerations went into all of the products that we're going to show you here today. So we're introducing two new mice. We've got the Alienware Pro Mouse, which is over here. And then we've got the Alienware Elite Mouse, which is over here. Pro Mouse starts off at $49, really affordable. It's got 9 programmable buttons on it. We use a 9,000 DPI optical sensor as well. Really comfortable in the hand. Has the Alien Effects lighting, as you can see over here. It just feels really good, really solid, really robust. And it's just an overall great gaming mouse for that price point. With the Elite mouse, we take it like 10 steps further. So we give you more programmable buttons. We get like 13 programmable buttons. We get you a 12,000 DPI sensor. Okay, cool. That puts you in the category, right, of being a gaming mouse, a competitive gaming mouse. But this is what gives us a really unique advantage. We designed it to kind of be two mice in one. So if you want a six-button configuration, you have that on the mouse. If you want to go to a two-button configuration, you just remove this magnetically.
Oh, wow.
Really simple. And we ship you in the package the two-button side attachment. You just slap it right on. The software automatically changes. Your mapping changes to whatever you mapped it to into our software. And now you got a two-button configuration. If you want to change the right side of the mouse as well, this comes off. And you have an option that has actually a deeper dish. So that depending on how you like to play, some folks like to play with the kind of their fingers freeloading or hanging off on the edge of the mouse. Others like to rest it on something. So it doesn't interfere necessarily with the mouse surface that you're playing. The dish is a longer dish and you can kind of rest your fingers on that as well.
Cool.
So you have that flexibility. We even made it so that the palm rest expands as well. So depending on the size of your hand, you have some flexibility there as well. So a lot of thought
into
this.
You know, we did something like this with our controller where we added some modular capabilities for swappable buttons and stuff with magnetics. So I know how much gamers, either because they're performance gamers or just because they like to be able to customize, love that. That's going to be a huge hit. When does this ship?
So these are going on sale starting today.
Oh.
And they'll begin shipping just at the end of the month.
Wow.
Yeah, and you know, it's not just the customizability aspect of it. We've seen gamers change in the 20 years that we've been doing this at Alienware. You know, it used to be predominantly guys playing games. And over time, we've seen a lot more women come into the game and girls come into the fold as well.
Sure.
And we've also seen the world become a PC gaming world. You know, it used to be primarily a North America and European market, but now we're seeing, China and Japan, and people are playing video games all over the world. So everyone comes in different shapes and sizes, and this just gives you an ability to really have one product that tries to give all those customers a really comfortable feel.
That's a really good point. Yes, hand size is something that this actually can scale on both vectors to accommodate. Yeah.
So that's the Pro Mouse and the Elite Mouse. I'm going to move us over to the keyboards now. We're also introducing two new keyboards. This is the advanced keyboard, what we call the advanced keyboard, and then this is the Pro keyboard over here. Both of them are mechanical, okay? Primary differences are the Pro keyboard is not backlit. It's $89. You do have some backlighting over here, which matches your Alienware system, or you can change it and interact with the games and everything. The Alien head, of course, lights up as well, but your lighting is kind of limited to what you see down here.
Yeah.
And the lighting adds a lot of cost to the product. So in order for us to get down to $89, we really had to remove the lighting that's over here and limit it to this kind of lighting. You also get 5 macro keys instead of 15. You'll get 3 sets of macro profiles over here, which allow you to have 15 macro profiles. And then your volume rocker is a little bit different. So here you just have 3 volume buttons instead of having a rocker. And then on the Pro keyboard, you get the you get a volume rocker over here. I think I may have said that's a Pro keyboard. That's the advanced keyboard. This is the Pro.
Yeah, that's right.
If you feel these things, Peter, they are solid. So a lot of our customers and fans know that on our notebooks, we always put a steel plate underneath the keyboard to reduce flex. And, you know, in case you get a little bit of rage in you, you know, sometimes you bang that keyboard a little bit. So we have to design for that as well. So we took that same principle and we put that steel plate into both of these keyboards. So it's just a really solid, really robust keyboard. So you can rage on it just a little bit. Warranty is not covered if you rage, by the way.
Okay.
The other thing that's on the Elite keyboard, as you can see, you've got beautiful RGB backlit per key. We're using mechanical switches on both of them. Like I said, we're using brown mechanical switches, so you get a good blend of tactical feedback, and it's not ridiculously noisy at the same time. I mean, so we found that to be the best blend, and all the feedback we got from our 500 customers and advisors that participated with us in the design of these things said, go with brown. Those are the preferred switches that are out there. The other thing about these keyboards is, and the mice, we'll ship it with the Alienware Control Center software. This is a new piece of software that'll be that'll run on an Alienware system or a non-Alienware system. So you don't have to have an Alienware to be able to get the full feature set that these peripherals have to offer.
That's
the Alien Effects lighting, it'll also work with these things whether you have an Alienware system or you don't. and you can customize the lights, you can program your macros, reassign all your buttons, everything within that Control Center software. If you're an Alienware customer, you know that we've been shipping Command Center for many years. We'll continue to ship that on Alienware systems, and it'll allow you to have some of this functionality, but Control Center will be where you'll go for all the advanced functionality, whether you own an Alienware or you don't own an Alienware.
Now, is that a download, or is it a web client?
It's a download.
Okay.
Yeah, so you just download, install on your machine, and you're good to go. We also store the profiles onboard the memory on this keyboard, on the Pro keyboard. So you can unplug and plug it into another machine, and you don't have to worry about installing the software or anything. All your mapping and your macros and everything will go with you with the keyboard. So if you're an esports athlete, think about that. You may not necessarily be able to control the PC that you're plugging into or you're playing on as you're touring, but hopefully you'll be able to plug in your keyboard.
You can take your profile essentially with you.
Exactly, or you go to a friend's house or something like that. The next set of peripherals that we're introducing at the show are the two monitors that you see up here. So there's two versions of them. One of them, they're both 25-inch. One is an AMD FreeSync monitor, and one is a NVIDIA G-Sync monitor. They both have 1080 resolution, or 1080p resolution. They're both 240 hertz. So these are designed to be competitive esports gaming monitors, the highest possible refresh rate you can get. That's a native refresh rate. We're not overclocking or overdriving the panel to get there.
Really?
Yeah. It's the best that's possibly out there. We are using TN panels because that's what allows us to get to that refresh rate.
Sure.
1 millisecond response time. I mean, that's unbelievable. The only monitor I've ever seen with such a response time is our 13-inch OLED panel, which has a 1 millisecond response time. So in terms of responsiveness, this is the best that's out there. There's nothing better. We have a FreeSync version for folks that maybe don't want to pay the premium for G-Sync, and then we have the G-Sync version. The other difference is the G-Sync version comes with the lighting that you see here, fully interactive like you see with our peripherals. We put the lighting behind the monitor. We didn't want it to be in your face in the front, distracting you and getting annoying. And what's really cool is it kind of reflects off the wall in your gaming setup and creates a little bit of that ambiance. And because it's interacting with the game, you know, it actually helps.
It's going to feel immersive.
Right, and it's not in your way. It's not offensive. It's not going to be annoying. It's going to be, you know, discreet and elegant. The other thing about it is you can change the lights through our software, of course, or you can change it through the on-screen display. So you can just go through the menu options on the monitor and change it statically there if you want as well.
That's cool.
So you don't even have to install the software if you don't want to.
One of the things I want to circle back on real quick and highlight, the design principle that's underlying what they're doing on the keyboards is something that I've noted in your laptops for several generations now. They can take such a beating. I remember talking with some of your product guys on your team about the degree to which the various alloys you use to ensure that rugged, you know, ability. That's what you feel when you pick this up, so you know that this is not a toy, but it will take the abuse a real gamer might give it when they get heated, right?
Yeah, we joke around a little bit about rage, you know, battles and stuff, and you slamming the keyboard and everything. We're not really designing it for that. We joke around about it, but what we are designing it for is, look, gaming is not just a hobby anymore. It's not just for fun anymore. There are athletes out there that their careers depend on how their equipment enables them to perform.
That's right.
And there aren't very many sports out there outside of vehicle racing where the dependency between the athlete and their machinery, their equipment, is as great as it is within esports.
Right.
You know, usually in a traditional sport, it's like 99% athlete, 1% equipment. But here, there's a synonymous relationship between the gamer and the machine they're using and the keyboard and the mouse that they're using. So you've got to build this stuff to last. Because if it doesn't last, if it fails you, or a button breaks, or it doesn't deal with a click all of a sudden, or your PC overheats, or it just stops or freezes or blue screens, that's the difference between walking away with $0 in that competition or walking away with potentially millions. So we take that very seriously. I mean, we've been doing this 21 years. We came up at a time where esports was, or the old days, where it was basically friends getting together at a LAN party and putting $50 in the pool to see who won at the end of the weekend, you know? And we've seen it grow to what it is. So we have that heritage. And we have our athletes like Dignitas and Liquid, and so a lot of them are here at the show that we've been working with in some cases for over a decade.
Yeah.
So we're very sensitive to delivering high-quality products that perform very well, of course. That's been an attribute of all of our PCs, and now we've brought those attributes over to these peripherals as well. Like I said, designed from the ground up, every single one of them. Nothing here is an existing product that you'll ever see.
No, and I take your point on, we may joke about it, but the repetitive nature of the buttons that you're using for competitive gaming, and the need for precision and responsiveness is not a joke. So when you can feel this, hopefully you'll go and you'll get a chance to do so. You can tell that the engineering behind this is made with that in mind.
Yeah.
And that's something, by the way, it's as important, I think, to the gamer who may not be able to compete for the seven-figure prize as the person who's doing it at home over the weekend. You know, we at a platform level at Microsoft, we built something we call Arena, which is our ability to do tournaments. And all the way scaling all the way down to user-generated tournaments. Guys on the weekend still want to be competitive, and you don't want to be the guy that loses because your keyboard misses a trick when you hit the button, right?
Basically, we want as even of a playing field as we can possibly get, and we want the dependency, the variance, to be on the athlete's skill and their practice and, you know, their training.
Yeah.
And the equipment can really mean the difference
really
between that. I mean, imagine, you know, somebody playing football and not having shoes on versus the guy who is playing football with shoes on. I mean, one's going to have a very big advantage versus the other. So having the right equipment is going to, especially in this sport, is going to mean the difference between showing up and performing and potentially not being able to. You don't want to have to overcome the equipment. You want it to be an enabler of your skills.
Okay. One last thing I don't think we have in front of us, but tell us, I think you just told me you had a device refresh in one of your laptops.
Yeah. So at Computex a couple weeks ago, NVIDIA announced the brand new GTX 1080 Max-Q graphics card. So
yeah,
we're introducing that into our 15-inch notebook. We're using the highest performance configuration of that part. So it will perform very, very well inside our 15-inch notebook. And we're going to be shipping that on June 27th.
Oh, it's right around the corner.
Yep.
Frank?
Hey, Peter, thanks
Thank
a lot
you for
having
your time.
Me. Yeah, appreciate it.
Folks, if you want to learn more, not that you haven't had a case study here, in, I think you have. Frank has really shared a lot with us. But they would go to Dell.com/Alienware?
Yeah, you can go to Dell.com/Alienware, or it's easier to just go to Alienware.com.
Okay.
You can learn a lot more as well through our Alienware.tv channel. So we broadcast 24 hours a week there. We're always talking about these products. We're using these products there every day. We bring a lot of our esports athletes on there as well to talk about what they're doing and where they're touring and the latest gaming that they've been doing out there in the world, and also what the equipment is that they're using and why they're using it. So you can learn a lot about us there, and then AlienwareArena.com is another asset for you. So,
and then a lot of this is going to be available for purchase either now or this month.
Yeah, all the peripherals available this month, already available for sale. They'll begin shipping at the end of the month. And then the AMD Area 51 Threadripper platform, that'll go on sale and begin shipping at the end of July. And then the Intel Area 51 at the end of August.
Great. Folks, go and check this out. As much as you've learned here, there's more information on the website. Really sort of educate yourself. But this is a new refresh on a device line that really is leading industry in the category. Thanks for joining us here at E3. Peter Arulian, bringing you PC Gaming Live.